This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Turn with us to Acts chapter 8 as Leroy explores the key to wholehearted obedience to God, even when no one is looking. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There is a saying in management circles that people do not do what you expect, but what you inspect. In other words, unless the boss keeps tabs on what goes on in the plant or the office, the employees will not perform to their maximum potential. He needs to keep poking around, inspecting the activities and the production to make sure that things are going the way he wants them to go. I suppose it relates to another old adage, when the cat's away, the mice will play. But today's passage of Scripture indicates this is not true of the personal witness of a motivated Christian. For some Christians, witnessing is reserved for the one night a week when they go out calling in the visitation program. They talk to people about Christ, but that's it for the week. What a contrast we see in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed Christ there. Here we find Philip in the city of Samaria, apparently alone, with no apostle looking over his shoulder, no one keeping tabs on him, no one inspecting his Christian witness, and there he is, witnessing to the entire city. Later, in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, we find Philip out in the desert, responding to the Lord's prompting to catch up with an Ethiopian man in a chariot. The man was seeking the Lord, and Philip had the wonderful privilege of introducing him to Christ. I have a friend who is one of the most consistent witnesses for Christ I have ever seen. It seems that no matter who he is talking with or whatever the subject at hand, they are soon engaged in a discussion of the gospel. Like Philip, Denny doesn't need someone around to check up on him. He is consistently out there sharing Christ without being told by someone else. And I believe the key to this kind of ongoing witness is found in the preceding chapters of Acts, where we see the apostles and other believers filled with the Holy Spirit, being unable to contain themselves when it came to talking about Christ. For them, witnessing was the normal, natural thing to do. True witness for Christ is not coerced or forced. It is the overflow of a life of fellowship with the Savior. When Christ fills our hearts and minds, we will naturally share Christ. We don't need an external manager to inspect us, to get us to perform. The motivation comes from within, from Jesus Christ Himself. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. God could accomplish His work alone, but instead, He uses people. Tomorrow we'll examine how and why on Daily Discipleship.